In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Do you sleep well? Do you wake up in the middle of the night with the worries of the day bubbling through your mind? Or do you sleep easy, a calm and heavenly frame of mind, unruffled by the anxieties of the world? Well, if so, you are blessed. Many don't have that comfort and wake up tired from lack of sleep, maybe disturbed by a bad dream, and some of them can be extraordinarily vivid. Virtual reality is supposed to be the coming thing in IT, but in fact, I think it has always been part of the human condition. Anyway, at some point, the bad dream might become a nightmare when the imagined reality starts the heart racing and fear becomes part of the experience. Other emotions too might be present. Sadness, great sadness, despair, loss of hope. And with a little imaginative effort, we can bring such situations to mind, situations which may not affect us now, but which could potentially, which may have done in the past. And the sort of thing I'm thinking about is a circumstance in which you or I could be suddenly dispossessed of all our goods and assets, our homes, all the familiar things that decorate our houses, our savings, our employment, our income, our pension, our self-respect. And then it gets serious, because that would also tend to strip us of our expectations for the future. We don't think of that much, but we do have an expectation that life will continue much as it has always been. And on the whole, we have no expectation of a sudden, unplanned change in our circumstances. But it happens. People lose their jobs, get declared bankrupt, become chronically ill. And it's a question, how would we cope with suddenly having nothing, being divested of all that we have, no home, no money, no whatever, made redundant, unable to pay the mortgage, the car loan, the credit cards, feed the family? Doesn't bear thinking about. It's a cold and frightening prospect. Some of us may know about it. For very many people today, imagined circumstances such as these are a lived reality. Now, Christian Aid's publicity material for this week includes a story about an Afghan family. And in a sense, it's perfectly ordinary. It's probably representative of tens of thousands of others in recent years. Nejibar and Noor have five children. He's a teacher, and that's a risky occupation when the Taliban are targeting, threatening to kill people who work for the government, and by doing that, they undermine the authority of the government and its presence and its status in the land. And in fact, that actually happened to one of their family, to a member of the family. But before they killed him, they gouged out his eyes. So they decided, well, look, if we stay here, we'll die. But if we try to get away, and even if we die on the journey or at our destination, better that than waiting for it to happen here. So they set off with their children and made the difficult and dangerous journey to Greece, where they now live under canvas in a tented refugee camp. They thought they'd be there for 10 days or so. It's been 6 months now over the winter. No sign of anything changing. And of their five children, their youngest son, aged five, is chronically ill, and they have difficulty communicating with the doctor. They fled in fear of their lives, not knowing where they would end up, and they still don't know the answer to that question. Not knowing how they'd be treated, if their family would be broken up, if they would survive the journey. Yet, living in a tent in that refugee camp, they took in to their family two other refugees, two brothers who had also fled from Afghanistan, youngsters traveling alone, separated from their parents, don't know where their parents are, don't know if they are alive or dead. And really, the exercise is, can we empathize?